你能够非常详细的阐述上帝在你生命当中的目的跟使命吗？
Do you have a vision of what God is seeking to make of you as an individual and as us as a congregation?
你是否有意向呢？不但是在你自己个人的生命当中，还有对于你们整个的群体。
Unless we do, there could be some serious concerns.
除非我们有清楚的意向，要不然的话，我们有很严重的问题。
In fact, God says it could mean death.
事实上，上帝说这可能会意味着死亡。
So look with me as we read Proverbs 29:18.
那我们看看箴言29:18.
Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law.
没有意向，民就放肆；为遵守律法的，便为有福。
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Father,
天父
，Thank you for this blessed day.
感谢你赐下这样有祝福的一天。
Speak to our hearts now.
请对我们的心说话。
Through your holy scriptures.
通过你自己神，你自己的圣言。
That we may be obedient in all that you ask of us.
让我们有顺服的心，能够让你的话在我们当中运行。
In your son's name we pray.
我们是用耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The words cast off restraint are actually translated as death in the original King James version of the Bible.
在钦定版的圣经当中，放肆这个词被翻译成死亡。
The word perish means death.
英文当中 perish 这个词灭亡也意味着死亡。
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean physical death, but it can mean death in a sense of uselessness.
这不一定是指身体上的那种死亡，这可以是指那种无用的那种死亡。
This is why it's translated differently in some versions of the Bible.
这也是为什么这个词在不同的圣经版本当中被翻译成不同的意思。
Did you realize there are...Many members of the church who are dead as far as their usefulness to God is concerned?
你有意识到吗？教会当中有很多的成员是处于死亡的状态的，这是指着他们没有被上帝所使用。
They have cast off restraint.
他们放肆了。
They do not submit to God's will. They're not following God's directions for life.
他们没有顺服上帝的旨意，也没有遵行上帝在他们生命当中的带领。
You don't necessarily have to be outside the fellowship of the church for this to be the case either.
这种情况不是只发生在不参加教会团契的人身上。
I heard about a church that had a worship service that was said to be very dead.
我参加过一个教会的敬拜是完全没有生气的。
It was so dead that once a man suffered a heart attack and died right in the worship service.
那种没有生气死亡的状态到达一个程度，就是有一个人在敬拜的时候啊，发生心脏病，然后死亡。
Someone rushed out and they called 911.
有人冲出去，然后拨打了911。
When the paramedics arrived, they carried out 12 people before they got the one who was dead.
当医务人员来的时候，他们抬出了12个人，但是在抬出那个真正死亡的人之前。
Y'all get that?
你有 get 到这个笑话吗？
That it of course is a joke.
当然这是一个笑话。
But it could apply to us as church members.
但是这有可能也发生在我们作为教会成员的身上。
I want to look back at the causes or what causes a people to become useless to the cause of Christ.
我想让我们来看一下是什么导致了一些人在基督的工作上面成为无用。
So useless that the Bible calls it perishing or either casting off restraint.
无用到一种地步，被圣经称为灭亡或者是死亡。
The thing that creates this peril for the people is to be without a vision, or in other words, a revelation from God.
造成这种危险的一个原因就是上帝的子民没有来自上帝的启示。
Believe it or not, this is a common problem for God's people, and it is a dangerous one.
不管你信不信，这在上帝的百姓当中是一个非常普遍的问题，也是一个非常危险的问题。
We might add, by way of contrast, that a person or fellowship with God's vision has a great future and a wonderful potential.
从另外一个反面，我们也可以说，一个跟上帝有关系，并且能够从上帝有从上帝而来的意向的人，有非常大的潜力，并且有很美好的未来。
The opposite of perish is to live.
灭亡的反义词是活着。
The opposite of cast off restraint is to walk with God and fulfill His directives or directions for the course.
放肆的反义词就是与神同行，跟随他的方向带领成功。
To have God's vision for your life and to follow Him is walking in the path of success and joy and energy and peace and power and even abundant life.
要在生活当中有上帝的意向，并且能够跟随他，就是要走在他成功、喜乐、富有能量、平安、有能力，并且丰盛的生命当中。
Only a person with psychological problems would want to cast away success or joy or energy or peace or power or even an abundant life.
只有精神上有问题的人才想不要这些东西，比如成功、喜乐、能量、平安、能力，或者是丰盛的生命。
Perhaps the most ignored subject of the Bible is that of God's vision.
可能圣经当中最被忽略的一个主题就是关于上帝的意向。
And seeing that it is fulfilled.
以及竭力使上帝的意向成就这个主题。
There are some important points that I want us to note about this scripture.
我想让我们来看看关于这个主题非常重要的几点。
The first would be the definition of a vision.
第一点就是意向的定义。
So we must define what we mean by vision since this has become a misused term in our day and time.
我们必须非常清楚地定义意向到底是什么意思，因为这个词在我们今天的时代已经被误用或者是滥用。
You see, the New Age movement uses this term, and by it they mean that you can imagine anything you want to imagine, and by the power of your mind you can make it come true.
新时代的运动呢，使用这个词指代你能够想象任何你想要想象的，并且使用你思维的能力，觉得你就可以把这个想象变为真实。
Maybe you heard about the teenage boy.
有可能你听说一个青少年的男孩子。
He heard that you'll become what you think about all day long.
他听说了这个事情，就是说你可以想象，就是变成你幻想的那个样子。
He said, "I knew that wasn't true."
他说我知道这不是真的。
If it was, I would have turned into a girl a long time ago.
如果这是真的话，很早以前我就变成女孩子了。
Teenage boys, right?
青少年的男孩子，是不是？
To understand what God means by the term revelation and vision, we must know what it does not mean.
要理解上帝所启示的这个意象的定义呢，我们要知道它不是指什么。
It does not mean just using the human imagination to conjure up things you would like for God to have in your future.
这个不是指人类可以使用自己的想象力，然后就凭空想象上帝要在你的未来当中成就什么事情。
Neither does it mean to experience some weird, strange apparition.
也不是指要经历什么很离奇的事情。
It is not like a child seeing shadows or ghosts on the wall in the night.
也不是像一个小孩子在晚上的时候在墙上看到阴影或者是鬼魂。
In fact, translators of the NIV version actually use the word revelation instead of the word vision.
实际上，新国际版的圣经使用的是启示这个词，而不是意象。
And perhaps they thought the word vision would be misunderstood in our day and time now.
或许他们有先见知道啊，意象这个词在我们今天会被误解。
I personally think the word should be retained. It speaks far more clearly concerning that which God intended for this passage.
但是我个人呢，却觉得意象这个词应该被保留，因为这个词非常清楚地讲出了上帝在这段经文里面要表达的意思。
So just what does the word vision mean?
所以到底这个词意象是什么意思呢？
A vision from God is a word from God for a purpose, a time, a place, or even a people.
从上帝来的意象就是指神，从神来的话语，对于一个目的、时间、地点，或者是人。
It means that God shows someone his will.
这是指上帝对某个人显明他的旨意。
Every believer has had a vision from God. Let me explain.
每一个信徒都已经从上帝领受了异象，让我来解释一下。
When you were saved, you not only heard the word and acted upon it, in your heart you could see what the preacher or the one witnessing to you was saying.
当你被拯救的时候，你不但听到上帝的道，并且行在其中，而且你的心也看见了那个传道者或者跟你传福音的那个人所说的。
Your mind conceived the truth of the words that were being spoken.
你的理智接受了被传讲的这个真理。
That is why John Newton penned these words.
这也是为什么约翰牛顿这样写。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
奇异恩典何等甘甜。
That saved a wretch like me.
我罪已得赦免。
I once was lost and now am found.
前我失散，今被寻回。
Was blind, but I now what? See.
瞎眼睛得看见。
He did not just hear, he saw.
他不但只是听到，他看见了。
You ever tried to learn something new and you just couldn't get a grasp on it?
你有没有尝试过学习新的东西，但是就是学不会呢？
And then suddenly you had this eureka moment.
但是突然间呢，你有那种灵光乍现的一个瞬间。
Where this window of knowledge opened up to you.
好像一扇知识的窗户向你敞开。
Oh, now I see.
然后你说，哦，我明白了。
That is a revelation of educational knowledge.
这就是知识类的或者教育类的一种启示。
In the same way, God has a knowledge that he can and will make available to his servants. And the process by which he does, that is called spiritual revelation.Our spiritual vision.
类似的，上帝也有一种知识，他会，而且他要向那些他的那些仆人显明，而且这个过程本身就是上帝的一个工作，被称为属灵的启示或者属灵的异象。
Every minister called to preach the gospel has had a vision.
每一个被呼召去传讲福音的传道人都曾经得到过异象。
It is not necessarily something he saw with his eyes or simply heard with his ears.
这不是只是说他眼睛所看到的或者是耳朵所听到的。
It is clearer than that and louder than that.
这比眼睛看见的更清晰，比耳朵听到的更大声。
He comes to see what God has meant for him to do with his life.
他看到了上帝命定要在他生命当中所成就的工作。
He sees it within his soul.
他在他的灵魂当中看见了。
Just as God calls a pastor to preach the word of God, he also calls him to pastor a particular church at a certain time in history.
就像上帝呼召一个牧师他去传讲上帝的道，他也呼召他在某一间特定的教会去牧养。
Additionally, he gives that pastor a vision of where the church should be going,And what that church should be doing.
并且上帝给那位牧师一个意象，就是这个教会到底它的方向是什么，它要做的事情是什么。
If a pastor does not have such a vision, he does not know where the church should go or what it should be doing.
如果一个牧师他没有这样的意象的话，他就不知道他所带领这个教会要怎么样向前走，或者是要做一些什么事情。
What this leads to is a church perishing.
这会导致一个教会走向灭亡。
Such a church will die to the full purpose and mission of God.
这样的教会也会因着没有上帝的使命而死去。
Now follow me very closely at this point.
现在非常认真地听我说。
God also has a vision or an image, if you will, of all that he wants you to be individually.
上帝也给了你意象或者是一个图画，就是他在你生命当中向你所要的。
If we do not know our role in the kingdom work, how can we be sure that we're fulfilling the purpose he has for us in our lives?
如果我们不明白 我们在上帝的国度当中所扮演一个角色，我们怎么能够知道我们是实现了上帝在我们生命当中的使命呢？
You are not just called to be saved, you are called to serve as well.
你不但是呼召被得救，你也呼召被呼召去服事。
The question is, what service are you to render?
所以这个问题就是，你做了哪些服事呢？你提供了哪些服事呢？
You need to know what God desires of you as an individual.
你必须要知道上帝在你的生命当中向你所要的。
We go back to our scripture, where there is no vision, the people perish.
我们回到经文当中，没有意象，民就灭亡。
Here's the definition of vision.
所以这个意象的定义是
a divine revelation of God's purpose and plan, which the recipient can visualize.And accomplish in following God to fulfillment.
这个意象的定义就是一个神圣的来自上帝的启示，它启示了上帝的计划还有使命，这是领受者可以具象化，并且在跟随上帝的过程当中去实现的。
Remember this, it is a divine revelation.
请记住，这是一个神圣的启示。
It may come from reading the scripture or hearing a sermon.
这个启示有可能来自于读经或者是听到
praying or sitting down and meditating on God's word
可能来自于你祷告的时候或者是安静默想上帝的话
or even possibly a dream that you discover God's revelation for your life
甚至你有可能在做梦的时候发现上帝对你的启示
it may be for you individually or for an organization which God has called you to lead
这个其实有可能是对于你个人的，或者是上帝啊、要你去带领的某一个机构。
He has a will and purpose for both.
他对于两者都有他的旨意跟目的。
It may be progressive, with God revealing part of His purpose and then enlarging it as we give specifics, or God gives specifics as we follow Him faithfully.
这个意象也有可能是先进的，比如说他刚开始向你启示一点点，然后当你忠心的去跟随他的时候，他会更、向你启示更多的具体的细节。
God has a purpose for yours and my life.
上帝对你的生命、对我的生命都有、目的。
God wants you and me to know that purpose.
上帝希望你，也希望我去明白那个目的是什么。
To fail to know and to seek that purpose.Will mean death of the vision for yours and my life.
不明白或者是不去寻求这个意象，会导致这个意象在我们生命当中的死亡。
But notice this: God's vision for your life or that of your church will never contradict or deviate from the truth of God that He has already given us in Scripture.
但是要注意的一点是，上帝向我们所启示的这个意象呢，或者是、启示，绝对不可能、跟他所启示的圣经所、违背或者是偏离。
Anything God ever tells you to do will square fully with what His Word teaches.
任何上帝要你做的事情，绝对会跟上帝所启示的、经文是一致的。
Here's the second thing that I want you to know.
接下来说第二点。
The power of the vision.
意象的大能。
What exactly does vision do for a believer?
那么一个意象能在一个基督徒身上成就什么呢？
Since God has told us that to fail to have a vision means that the people will perish, it must work in a very powerful way.
既然神告诉我们说不明白意象会导致灭亡，那么这个意象肯定是在我们的当中有大能的工作。
And indeed it does.
确实是这样的。
First of all, motives.
首先动机。
A God-given vision maintains correct motives.
一个从上帝而来的意象包括正确的动机。
We will do the right thing for the right reason when we are driven by a God-given vision.
当我们被从上帝而来的意象所驱动的时候，我们会做对的事情，并且是因为正确的原因。
Look with me at Paul.
看看保罗。
Once the people wanted to worship him, but in a way, in no way would he allow this. His motives remain pure and true because he maintained the vision that God had given him.
曾经有人想要敬拜保罗，但是保罗是绝不答应的，因为他他的动机保持了他要去持守从上帝来的意向。
Motivation. A God-given vision maintains a compelling motivation.
第二点是动力，一个从上帝而来的意向具备了一个不可抗拒的动力。
We don't ever want to give up, no matter how difficult the way may become. You see, since we are driven by God's or His given vision to us.
当我们被上帝的意向或者是上帝赐给我们的意向所驱动的时候，我们是绝不会放弃的，不管前面的道路多么的艰难。
Why did Paul not give up when he was treated so badly?
当保罗被非常糟糕的对待的时候，他为什么还不放弃呢？
He was fulfilling God's vision for his life, and it drove him to go till God had completed that mission.
因为那个时候他正在成就上帝的意向以及在他生命当中的工作。
Even Jesus was motivated in this way.
甚至连耶稣也是被以同样的方式被激励的。
If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, it tells us that he saw the joy that was set before him and endured the cross.
看看希伯来书十二章一到三节里面，他这样讲，他说：“耶稣因为那摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。”
Here's another thing, the mental aspect.
另外一点讲到心态。
A God-given vision maintains a positive mental attitude.
从上帝而来的意向会给人带来积极的心态。
Look at the spies that went into to the promised land.
看看那些去到应许之地的探子们。
Ten of them came back and they saw the giants in the land, and they could not see God giving it to them.
十个探子回来的时候看到了那些又高又大的巨人们，但是却没有看到上帝要他们所看见的。
The two other spies, Joshua and Caleb, saw the giants, but they also saw one greater than the giants.
另外两个探子约书亚和加勒，他们回来的时候，他们也看见了那个巨人，但是他看见了比那些巨人更大的。
In Numbers, it tells us he will lead us into the land and give it to us.
在民数记里面有说到说他必会领我们到那地，并且要赐那地给我们。
You remember what Paul says? He says, I can do all things through Christ, what? Who strengthens me.
你记得保罗所说的吗？他说我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
What confidence!
这是一种怎样的信心？
This is not self-confidence, this is God-confidence.
这不是自我的信心，而是从神那里来的信心。
He saw that God had a purpose for him, and thus kept a positive, dedicated mental attitude.
他看见了上帝在他生命当中的使命，所以呢，他保持一个积极的、非常忠心的一个心态。
Here's the last one of these, a mastery.
这是这一点当中的下面的最后一点，讲到说掌握驾驭的能力。
A God-given vision maintains a sure mastery.
上帝所赐的意向具备一个确定的掌握力。
When propelled by a God-given vision, we grow more in ability and stability of God's work.
当我们被上帝的意向所激励的时候，我们会在能力还有稳定性上面会提高。
If you go to the book of Nehemiah, we see an example.
如果你看到尼希米记的时候，里面有个例子。
In Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, and then verse 17, and then over in chapter 6, verses 15 and 16.
在尼希米记二章十一节到十二节、二章十七节，还有六章十五到十六节里面都提到。
The enemies of Nehemiah lost their self-confidence because Nehemiah did not lose the vision that God had given him.
尼希米的那些敌人们失去了他们对自己的信心，因为尼希米他没有失去上帝给他的意向。
He became victorious because his mental attitude was divine and thus spiritually sound.
尼希米他得胜了，因为他有非常神圣的心态，所以他在属灵上面是非常坚固的。
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of conviction.
上帝并没有赐给我们灵里面的那种惧怕，但是他给了我们确据。
We become victorious When the divine vision compels us,
当我们被那神圣的意象所催逼的时候，我们就能够得胜。
In essence, when we serve God through His vision for our lives, we're not working for the Lord, we are following the Lord and have access to His power.
所以从本质上来说，当我们通过上帝的意象来服侍他的时候，我们并不是为他工作，而是我们跟随主，并且从他那里支取能力。
There is a mastery over the situations at hand when we are following God's vision.
当我们跟随上帝的意象的时候，我们就对各种的情况有掌握力，并且能够处理得好。
The people saw the wall around Jericho and they said, No, we can't.
当人看到耶利哥的城墙的时候，他们说，不，我们做不到。
Joshua had God's revelation, God's vision, and he said, Yes, God can.
但是约书亚他有从上帝来的意象，他说是的，上帝可以。
The people looked out and they saw a giant, Goliath, and they said, No, we can't because Goliath is too big.
当人们看到哥利亚的时候，他们说不行，我们不能打败他，因为哥利亚太大了。
David had God's vision, and he said, Yes, God can because Goliath is too big to miss.
但是大卫他有从上帝来的意象，他说上帝可以，因为哥利亚他太大了，所以以至于不能打不中。
10 spies saw the giants in Canaan and said, No, we can't, but you have Moses and Joshua and Caleb, and they said, Yes, God can.
十个探子他们看到巨人的时候，他们说不，我们不能打败他们。但是摩西、约书亚、加勒，他们说是的，上帝可以。
The way to have mastery over the enemy is to know you have God's vision, His truth in the Word on any given matter.
能够掌控敌人的秘诀，就是要有从上帝而来的意象，上帝的话，无论是在什么样的事情上面。
Once God speaks on it, you know what it is? It is settled.
上帝一旦开口，这是必要成就。
Here's the last point today.
这是今天的最后一点。
The desire for a vision.
对于意象的渴慕。
We must have a desire for a vision.
我们必须要有对意象渴慕的心。
To fail to have God's vision is sure death.
没有这种从上帝来的意象是确定的死亡。
Our scripture once again, where there is no vision, the people do what? Perish.
再次回到经文里面，没有意象，民就灭亡。
I want us to look at Lamentations 2:9.
我想让我们来读一下啊，耶利米哀歌二章九节。西安的门都陷入地内，主将他的门栓毁坏折断，他的君主和首领。落在没有律法的列国中，他的先知不得见耶和华的意象。
Contrast that with Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 through 12.
以弗所书三章八到十二节描述的却是另外一番景象。我来读一下这段经文：我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白。这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧，笃定不移地来到神面前。
Wow, God is ready to open the mysteries of the kingdom to those who are ready to goWhere he wants to send them, and do what he commands, and be what he has determined for them to be.
Wow, 神已经预备好要将他国度的奥秘啊显明给那些预备要去往他所差遣之地，做上帝吩咐他们要做的事情，并且成为上帝要他们成为样式的那些人。
Without God's vision, His wisdom, His directions in life, or even His word, we end up.Perishing.
没有上帝的意象、智慧、方向或者是话语的话，我们就会灭亡。
Perish.
灭亡。
Yes, we can be lost as though dead to the purposes of God.
是的，我们会失散，就如在上帝的使命中死亡。
Even a saved person can be dead to the full intent of God's purposes for their life, which God has determined for them.
甚至一个得救的人也会死亡，是那种不能成就上帝在他生命当中的那种死亡。
It can be so in our church unless we seek God's direction.
一个教会也可能会死亡，除非这个教会他寻求上帝的方向。
It can be so in our marriages unless we seek God's wisdom.
这也可能发生在我们的婚姻当中，除非我们寻求上帝的智慧。
It can be so in our lives unless we seek God's will.
这也可能发生在我们自己个人的生命当中，除非我们寻求上帝的旨意。
Oh Lord, let us desire a vision from you.
主啊，那我们渴慕从你过来的意象。
Let us desire that God would reveal His purposes in our lives and also in our fellowship.
那我们渴慕上帝向我们显明他在我们生命当中以及彼此团契里面的意象。
God has great things planned for us.
上帝为我们预备了丰盛。
We will never accomplish them unless we can see what He wants, and then we follow after it.
但是除非我们看见并且跟随这个意向，否则我们不能够实现它。
Paul came to the end of his life saying this.
保罗走到他生命的尽头的时候，他这样说。
I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not for me only, but for all those who love His appearing.
他这样说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。”
Paul could not know.That he had finished the course, unless he knew what the course was, where it had started, and now where it was ending.
保罗是没有办法知道他已经跑完了那单跑的路，除非他知道这条路是什么，这条路从哪里开始，从哪里结束。
That is our need today.
这是今天我们的需要。
To follow God's vision for our lives.
去跟随上帝在我们生命当中的意向。
If we do not seek His will or His direction, we will be destroyed for a lack of knowledge, as seen in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
如果我们不寻求上帝的旨意和他的方向的话，我们将会因我们自己的无知而灭亡，就像何西阿书初中当中所说的。
There was a church many years ago that had Proverbs, our scripture today, Proverbs 29:18, as its motto for the church.
曾经有一间教会，他们的座右铭就是以箴言29:18作为他们的座右铭的。
As time passed, the church became lethargic and lazy.
当时间流逝，这间教会呢，他们就变得比较昏沉，还有比较散漫、懒散。
Sadly.The sign that was out front of the church with the motto on it had grown old and had not been updated in a number of years.
比较可悲的就是他们门口那个印着他们座右铭的那个牌子就旧了，并且很多年都没有翻新。
The members failed to recognize that a letter W had fallen off of the words that the motto contained.
并且那间教会的会员他们没有注意到那个座右铭上面，因为是写着英文嘛，那个 W 那个字母已经掉了。
This is what it read.
所以它就变成这样写的。
Here there is no vision, the people perish.
原来是 Where there is no vision, 现在 W 掉了嘛，所以就变成 Here there is no vision, 就被翻译成这里没有意象，民就灭亡。
Obviously, it should have said Where there is no vision, the people perish. Let that never be said of you as a believer or of us as a church.
盼望这个永远不会发生在你们任何一个人身上或者这间教会里面。
We can make a new commitment to the Lord today.
今天我们可以来到上帝的面前重新立定心志。
A commitment to follow His vision.
委身于跟随他的意向。
Every person here today who is saved has had a vision from God.
今天在这里，每一个得救的人都从上帝那里得着了意象。
You see, at somewhere, some point in time, you heard the story of Jesus and the way unto salvation.
在某个时间、某个地方，你听到了耶稣的故事，以及怎么样得着救恩。
What you had was a vision of the need of your sins of Christ as Lord.
那个意象就是你看到自己的罪，你看到啊耶稣他的救恩。
Obeying the vision, you came by faith to trust him.And ultimately, you were saved.
所以遵循那个意象，最终你就得救了。
That one vision changed your life and your eternity.
那个意象改变了你的生命以及你的永恒。
Just as Christ calls us to be saved, he calls us to keep moving forward toward his complete will for yours and my life.
就像耶稣基督他呼召我们被得救，他也呼召我们继续前行，能够去完成他在你在我生命当中的旨意。
I ask that you diligently seek his will and that you be faithful to the vision that God has given both to the church and to you individually.
我希望你们能够殷勤地去寻求他的旨意，并且忠心地去跟随，在你的生命当中，在这个教会里面。
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Your word has been spoken this morning.
你的话今天上午被传讲。
Given to us thousands of years ago.
正如千年之前被传讲那样。
Father, may that word penetrate our hearts through Your Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿你的话借着圣灵扎我们的心。
Help us, Father, to be obedient to the call that's been placed on us.
天父，帮助我们能够对你在我们身上的呼召能够顺服。
May our vision lead us forward so that we can be obedient to what you've called us to be.
愿你赐给我们的意象带领我们前行。那我们能够去跟随主你自己的旨意。
Bless this church and bless those who are connected to it in whatever way you can, Father. Bless them.
赐福这间教会，并且赐福通过这间教会能够去跟他们有连接的人。
And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory.
我们把所有的荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
It's in your Son's name we pray.Amen.
用你爱子耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.